To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I am Fleur Cooper.
And I'm Christian Ratcliffe. Thanks for tuning in this lovely Thursday evening.
And if you have never heard of Are You Aware and wondering about the method to our madness, we've been on for 8 years now? A while.
Something like that.
Yeah, and what we do is we profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy, which means that either the song has a positive message, like the song you just heard, or it We just really like the song, and it doesn't have a positive message. It's just a funky beat. But we try and find out what philanthropic work that artist has done so we can highlight it on the show to inspire you, the listener, to maybe be involved in what we're highlighting of the artist's philanthropic work, or just through the power of music and being inspired by what you hear and what you hear from us speaking and hear from the songs, to go out and do some good in your neighborhood.
That's right. We're all about playing amazing music, but also educating you just a little tiny bit about some current topics.
And fret not, we make the education fun. Well, we try to, at least.
We think we do.
Exactly. So first up, we had Buckman Co. with False Flags from his, and I apologize if I butcher this, Malama Ka Aina. Aina?
That's the album name.
There we go.
Well done.
Thanks. He's a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. He does it all. And he's a passionate activist and believer in the power of music and art to help shape a brighter future. So he aligns exactly with what we're trying to do here. He debuted a mini-album in 2005 called Windhorse. And in September 2015, he released the album that you just heard a song from. And I'll try it again. Malama Ka Aina is a Hawaiian phrase meaning to respect the land. This album's a fusion of reggae, soul, and world music, as you just heard from False Flags. And it was nominated in the Western Canadian Music Awards for World Album of the Year in 2006 and was top 10 world charts in college and community radio in the USA.
That's right. And in 2013, he worked with the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation on two projects centered on the potentially catastrophic consequences of the proposed and highly conscientious Enbridge Northern Gateway Pipeline, which we've heard a lot about here on the West Coast, and the Groundswell Documentary Project. For more info on Rain Coast, you can go to www.raincoast.org. He is playing the Richmond World Festival on September 2nd this year. So that should be a good opportunity to check him out live.
And it's free, so that's even a better opportunity to go down.
I love freebies.
Check it out.
I love freebies.
So next up, we have Neil Young. And I chose this song because I think it's very relevant today, even though it was written in 2006, in regards to a different president. But to give you the background around Neil Young, he's obviously Canadian.
Canadian legend.
Canadian legend. But obviously a lot of people know him as a singer, songwriter, and musician, but he's also a director and screenwriter as well as a producer. And he started performing in a group covering Shadows instrumentals in Canada in 1960. And he was awarded the Order of Manitoba in July 2006 and made the Officer of the Order of Canada on December 30th, 2009. Is that the highest accolade you can get in Canada? Sorry to put you on the spot.
I do believe so, yeah.
Okay, don't know. I'm not from.
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Ask the token Canadian in the room.
I'm 90% sure.
He's had lots more accolades as well, including being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once as a solo artist in 1995 and in 1997 as a member of Buffalo Springfield. And in 2000, Rolling Stone named Young the 34th greatest rock and roll artist.
Yeah, and we're going to play the song's called Let's Impeach the President, and it was from the album called Living with War, which was released in May of 2006. It's a Grammy and Juno Award-nominated album, and it's his 28th studio, or it was his 28th studio album. This man has put out a lot of material, and the album's lyrics, titles, and conceptual style were highly critical of the policies of George W. Bush. We didn't name that president previously that it was focused upon, but yeah, it's definitely applicable to Donald Trump, I would say, but it was actually focused on George W. Bush's administration and his conduct of the war in Iraq. And it was written and recorded over the course of 9 days in March and April of 2006. So that album, Living with War, was really whipped out pretty quick. Hitchhiker is his 38th studio album, And it'll be released September 8th this year coming up. So another new album coming out from
Neil Young. And the album was actually originally recorded on August 11th, 1976, but it's now coming out now. And I was thinking while you were talking, I wonder if he's going to update the Let's Impeach the President to do a remix for 2017. Talking about everybody's favorite president, did you hear about the chicken that's at the inflatable chicken that's in front of the White House right now that looks like Trump?
No, tell us about it.
That's all I know. I know that like over the last couple of days, an inflatable chicken that looks like Trump with his hair and everything has landed in front of the White House and is, setting up coop, so to speak. There.
Pure comedy.
Pure comedy. Well,
the Trump administration has been... sorrowful comedy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, and he's puffing up his feathers right now with Kim Jong-un. So it's pretty ripe for the picking to do something that takes the piss out of him, basically.
That's right.
Without further ado, let's play the Canadian legend Neil Young with Let's Impeach the President. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yeah. On August 15th, Canadians celebrate Acadia with a show like none other in Canada's capital. Grab your instruments and head over to Parliament Hill for 6 p.m. to take part in a huge tintamarre for National Acadian Day. At 8:30 p.m., it's showtime at Jacques Cartier Park in Gatineau at the incredible Mosse Canada site. Roche Voisine, Kevin Parent, Patsy Gallant, Joey Robin Haché, Lulu Hughes, and many more will be on hand to entertain you. Admission is free for everyone. For details, go to canada15aout.ca.
Yes.
Yo, when I'm writing, I repeatedly edit words and rework tracks. I'll admit, I'm like the Raptors, I got weak first drafts. So when I'm dropping a new flow, it's probably not all that solid at first post. You might call it a rouge, yo, but ballers improve, yo. And in the same way, soon the tunes get better and I polish a Juno. Who knows, I might get acknowledged in kudos. Kudo, long as I keep rocking a few shows. Not to model some new clothes, pocket that loot, bro. I'm still trying to figure tax stocks in the loopholes. Like, where's the refund? We file form, deducted from gross. Should that be taken off the net like child porn? My smile's worn off, but I ain't that pissed, though. I still got cash and I don't lack distro. And if I didn't, I wouldn't change to go back fistfuls. Or cold green, homie, I'm no black mistro. Show me chat. Just don't compromise. In this life, you just can't compromise. And with our time, you just can't compromise. And with these rhymes, you just can't compromise. Now you just can't compromise. In this life, you just can't compromise. If it's a fight, you just can't compromise. You just don't compromise.
Yo, I'm feeling like the people's champ. See, my fans greet a brother with hugs, laughs, and daps. They don't yell like banshees or stampede. Ain't gotta dress fancy for the man, please. My listeners understand me. My fight to go about this right, what the stand means. It's more than some grand schemes to hold up a Grammy. We fighting in a war that we can't see. My brothers and sisters in this struggle, there's no fans, we family. Same root and branch tree. Listen, I'm amped, keep your hearts warm, minds on fire, and I'm antsy. I know it's so cliche, but I'm angry that some can't eat. Meanwhile, I'm letting a damn feast of pastas and canned meats rot in my pantry. Like, Lord, please, can we speak on this frankly? Like, God, why you letting this happen? Amen. He answers, son, I'm asking you the same thing. Cause you're supposed to be my servants out there working. Like, you're my hands reaching out to those that's hurting. You don't have long on this earth, then I hope you won't compromise. I said, I hope you won't compromise. In this life, yo, we just can't compromise. In this fight, yo, we just can't compromise. With our time, yo, we just can't compromise. Our whole lives, yo, we just can't compromise. I said, I just can't compromise. There's too many ways and ways to compromise. This stands wrong, yo, we just can't compromise. It's like that.
Peace, 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 peace. Power. Mad liberator. Death operator. Rock the data. Amazing flavor. Yo, the way I feel. Sometimes it's too hard to sit still. Things are so passionate, times are so real. Sometimes I try to chill, mellow down, blow a smoke. A smile on my face, but it's really no joke. You feel it in the street that people breathe without hope. They going through the motion, they dimming down the focus. The focus get clear, then the light turns sharp, and the eyes grow teary, the mind grow weary. I speak it so clearly, sometimes y'all don't hear me. I push it past the bass, no nations got to feel me. I feel it in my bones, black, I'm so wide awake that I'm hardly ever sleep. My flow forever deep, and it's volumes of scriptures when I breathe on a beat. My presence speak volumes before I say a word. I'm everywhere, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, soul cathedral of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. Quiet storm, vital form, pen push the bright across. Mind is a vital force, high level right across. Soul is the lion's roar, voice is the siren. I swing round, ring out, and bring down the tyrant. Chop a small axe and knock a giant lopsided. The world is so dangerous, there's no need for frightening. The suckers trying to hide. Like the struggle won't find them. Then the sun busts through the cloud to clearly remind them. It's A-Ware, penthouse, pavement, and curb. Cradle to the grave, talk of each of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. Fantastic. Original. And always on time. And rocking your mind.
Sit and come relax. Riddle of the Mac. It's the patch. I'm a soldier in the middle of Iraq. But say about Noonish. Coming out the whip and looking at me curious. A young Iraqi kid. Carrying laundry. What's wrong, G? Hungry?
No, give me my oil. Get out my country.
And in Arabian, barking off her stuff till his moms come grab him and they walk off in a rush. Distrust. Feeling like I was pissed upon Boone. I'm like, surely hope that we can fix our differences soon. Bye. Buying apples, hun, breaking on.
Brute, you take everything. Why not just take the damn fruit like master?
I don't understand it. On another planet? 15 months of this stuff? How I'm gonna manage? And increasing this sentiment, gentlemen, getting down on their Middle Eastern instruments. Realize trapping this crowd, huh? Walk over, kicked one of my fabulous raps.
Dotty, dotty.
Arab jaw drop, they well wish, they glad rap. Now the kid considered like an Elvis of Baghdad.
هادي ما تربحش وهادي ما تربحش هادي ما تربحش هادي تربح هادي تربح لاز هادي ما تربحش وهادي ما تربحش دايما مع لاز
what it is
هي قاعد عند نفوت وتشوف واحد يضحك واحد يبكي
تو لي باتو
ايه انا اللي باتو ها
what it is you know they know what it is we know y'all know what it is ecstatic there it is What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it
is. Keep on rocking you.
Yes.
That end, took a while to get
that. That end had me right there. I love that little vocal interplay that happened there. That was Mos Def with Auditorium from his album called The Ecstatic. And I gotta say, Slick Rick was on there on that track. A total legend, Slick Rick the Ruler. Love that voice, so it was kind of cool to hear that
has
song.
Has he played any, like, I know he's always, you hear him on different songs and stuff, but has he brought anything out in a while?
You know what? I'm going to err on the side of probably not. But you're putting me on the spot again.
Sorry.
I'm not sure, but
I don't know. I just
I'm going to err on the side of I don't think so, but I know he's featured, like he does a verse on a lot of tracks. You'll hear him. So big Slick Rick fan over here.
That's why I asked.
Back to Mos Def. He started his hip-hop career in a group called Urban Thermodynamics, after which he appeared on albums by Da Bush Babies and De La Soul. De La Soul, another great group. With Talib Kweli, he formed the duo Black Star, which released the album Black Star in 1998, going back to the 90s. And as a solo artist, Mos Def has released 4 albums. In 2012, The Source ranked him number 23 on their list of the top 50 lyricists of all time, and he is one of the greats. And then in 2011, he announced he planned to use the name Yasin instead of Mos Def beginning in 2012, which I don't know if he's dropped that because it seems like everybody's calling him Mos Def still.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a few things about what he's said over the last few years that he's sort of reneged on or gone back on. Like, he announced earlier in like 2015 that he was retiring from music and film, and then he said at the end of last year he's going to have 2 new albums, Negus in Natural Person and As Promised, and the later, which was a collaboration of the Southern hip-hop producer Manny Fresh.
Maybe it's just a staying in the headlines kind of thing.
Well, and then he also had, like, I was reading that he'd been living in South Africa for a while and had, like, lived beyond his visa, and they were, like, banning him from South Africa because he didn't renew his visa or something like that, because he's like, must have, and I don't need to, I don't know. So, yeah, he just seems like he's going through a little bit of a weirdness patch.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah. And I mean, and what I saw was that he sort of said that he was retiring from music and film, but he was going into fashion.
Wow. Well, regardless of the stories he's been telling lately, he's fairly philanthropic.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been an active contributor to the recovery of the oil spill in Gulf and a huge advocate for, you know, not Black Lives Matter, but like civil justice and things like that, especially around police brutality. He actually performed concerts and raised money towards the repair of the damages in the oil spill in the Gulf a few years ago. And in 2010, he recorded a cover of the classic New Orleans song, originally by Smokey Johnson, It Ain't My Fault, with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Lenny Kravitz and Trombone Shorty.
Some big names.
Yeah. Trombone Shorty is coming, or just came, or he's coming for the Blues and Roots Festival soon, I think.
Rings a bell.
Yeah. And in July 2013, Mos Def, under the new name Yasin Bey, appeared in a short film released by the human rights organization Reprieve, and it depicted the force-feeding methods used at the Guantanamo Bay detention camps. And this transpired after a document containing the military instruction for the procedure was leaked. Huh. So that's pretty sketchy.
And that is sketchy.
And Gitmo's still around, so that's not great.
That's right, that's right. Before that, we played the Canadian Mos Def, Shad K. I don't know if anybody else said that before, but I just did.
You should,
so there you go.
Copyright it.
Yeah. He's a Canadian alternative hip hop recording artist and broadcaster. Probably most recently known for 2 things, for Radio Q on CBC and then the HBO program that you've seen.
Yes. Yeah. Hip Hop Evolution. So it's a 4-part documentary series. It's really cool. He interviewed multiple noted hip-hop and rap artists to explore the origins of the music genre. And it was really cool. It was sort of like each part was focused on the evolution of like the New York sound versus the California West Coast sound, and then how it came up from breaking and scratching into hip-hop and from there on.
Where can people see that? I still haven't seen it. So is it on Netflix? Do you know?
Yeah, it's right here. I do know that. Oh, you're great. It's actually released the series internationally in the end of December. So you can, if you're a Netflix person, who I heard Netflix just upped their prices.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I think I'm grandfathered in.
Oh, okay. So you're fine. I think I'm grandfathered in.
I was an early subscriber.
Not only is Shad like doing interviews about hip hop and all that stuff, he actually holds a business degree from Wilfrid Laurier University, as well as a master's degree in liberal studies from Simon Fraser University. So he's out here for a little while.
And he's an Are You Aware mixtape alum.
That is right.
We've had Shad on the show.
We had Shad on the show and he was great. So if you go back into our archives, I don't know, even know, remember what 2010, year, 2011, something, 2012. Shad came on air into the studio. We had an interview and he did a mixtape. So he chose three of the songs that inspired him to be involved in social justice, as well as one of his songs that reflected his sentiments around social justice and philanthropic endeavors. And he was a lovely, lovely man and chose some really cool songs.
That's great. And he is a lovely person. And in fact, he got together with Dallas Green of Alexis on Fire and City in Color, and they supported Rob Dyer's Skate for Cancer charity as a recipient of profits from the sale of their collaboration, Shad and Dallas, two songs. This would have been a number of years ago, but it's still a great cause. Toronto's Skate for Cancer was formed by Dyer after his mother passed away from the disease, and he skateboarded across North America, New Zealand, and Australia. That is a serious amount of distance, and I actually remember reading his one leg, the leg that he pushed off with, was like two times the size of his other leg, and
would
that
make
makes sense. That would happen. So he spread education and cancer prevention awareness, and his efforts have resonated in particular with youth through his affiliation with the skateboarding and music communities.
And, you know, Shad has actually released 5 studio albums, so you can find out his back catalogue online. And check if you haven't checked him out, check him out, because he is one funky dude. Now, we're going to switch gears, as we are prone to do here at Are You Aware. The next song you've got up is actually a cover of a Daft Punk single called Get Lucky. You might actually know it. This is by Daughter, an indie folk band from England formed in 2010. And this, I actually think I like this cover better than the original, because it's so haunting. And I love Get Lucky, but it was a bit of a commercial song, and I like that the way that they've done it makes it got that little less commercial sort of taint to it.
Well, I still haven't heard it, so I'm going to let everybody know what I think
after the fact.
Yeah,
there you go.
There we go.
So they have released, Daughter has released 4 EPs, 3 singles, and 2 albums. And they released their debut album, If You Leave, in March 2013. Second album was Not to Disappear, released in 2016. And this cover of the Daft Punk's Get Lucky was recorded live and exclusively for Hugh Stevens on the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge on Saturday, 27th of April 2013. And they have a T-shirt with Yellowbird Project, which we have talked about numerous times, where artists collaborate with Yellowbird Project to make a design of a T-shirt, and then all the sales that go from buying that T-shirt go to the charity of the artist's choice. So Daughter supports Trekstock UK, which helps this charity to provide support services for young people living with cancer. So without further ado, here is Daughter. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of love beginning. Oh, we come too far to give up who we are. So let's raise the bar in our car to the stars. I'm up all night to the sun. He's up all night to get some. I'm up all night for good fun. He's up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night. Okay.
Just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Pretend it's love.
Ponderosa Festival is back this August 18th to 20th in Rock Creek, BC, right on the edge of the pristine Kettle River. Artists include Wolf Parade, Ostra, Bear Mountain, The Courtneys, and many more. Early Bird and Tier 1 tickets are sold out. The Tier 2 weekend passes are on sale and include camping, parking, and full festival access for all 3 days. Single day tickets are also available. Come out to Ponderosa for music, camping, tubing, yoga, great food, and art. For tickets and more info, visit PonderosaFestival.com.
Sick the beat inside my head. Waves struck a sea of bitterness. Lights out so low in the blue. Before I found you, days pass slowly, lost and all you gave me hope.
the beat inside my head. Wave stroke a sea of bitterness. Lights out so low in the blue. But now I found you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that is one of my favorite songs for this year.
Whoa.
I know.
Dropping bombs on me over here. I had no idea.
I love that song. It's so fun. And it's like super summery if summer ever came back and it stopped being so bloody smoky.
It's like ultra full of life.
It's ultra full of life. Exactly. There's the pun there because that's the name of the song. They are called Awanda, which is, you know, a fun name for a band. They're a London-based alt-pop duo, and they actually did an unorthodox approach to crafting their debut album, Oh Wonder, which is, they wrote that in 2014, but they actually wrote and recorded and released one song every month beginning on the 1st of September. So that's dedication, right? Like, and
That is dedication.
That's a good
little strategy. Because
you're dragging
that out over quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a neat idea. I've never heard of anyone doing it. So,
and I think, you know, just to get noticed, people need to come up with new ideas nowadays. And each song was written, produced, and mixed by the duo in their home studio in southeast London. And these monthly installments obviously culminated a year later in the release of their album, which also included two unreleased songs.
The album reached number 26 on the UK album charts and number 16 on the Canadian album charts, so definitely caught some attention. In March 2017, they announced that they finished their second studio album and was to be titled Ultra Life, which is the album that this track came from. The album's lead and title track was released the day after, and they're playing Malcolm Bowl September 6th.
I know. I wish I was here for it.
Ah, dang.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm in Ontario.
Maybe I'll just go and listen outside.
Just record
there.
It for me.
Yeah, there you go. I'm that good of a friend.
You are. Yeah. Bless.
Before that, we played Baja Bulat with Infamous from her 2016 album called Good Advice. She is one of my favorite Canadian voices.
Do you want to have her babies?
I would have her babies if it was possible. She is a Canadian folk singer, songwriter, also known for performing the auto harp. From London, Ontario, which isn't my hometown, but it's pretty
darn close
to my hometown. And she just has the most wonderful voice in the world. Her third album, Tall Tall Shadow, which was released in 2014, was nominated for a Juno Award that year and was also shortlisted for the 2014 Polaris Music Prize as well. Her fourth album, Good Advice, was released in February 2016, and it also was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize as well.
She she's a bit of a Canadian darling right now, hey? She's
my Canadian darling.
She joined Philip Glass, Iggy Pop, FKA Twigs. We need to, like, maybe do a shout-out and get you guys introduced. And Sharon Jones for the 26th Annual Tibet House U.S. Benefit Concert in Carnegie Hall in New York City. Tibet House was created in 1964 by the U.S. CIA as part of its attempts to keep the political concept of an autonomous Tibet alive within Tibet and among foreign nations, and to build a capability for resistance against possible political developments inside communist China. So it's still going on, like, how many years later? Like 50 years later?
It's been going on for too long.
Too
put it
long.
That way. For far too long. Yeah, that's right.
And the Tibet House was part of a large military operation against communist China that included finance training in He's signaling to me and I don't have the brain capacity to work out what he's talking about. Yeah, anyway, so it was a big communist thing going on. Yes,
sorry for distracting you.
What would you like to say?
Let's just move along to the next
track.
But
we got to, hang on, we got to tell the people that she's playing the Fox Cabaret on August 12th.
She's not.
Oh, yeah, that was me screwing it.
Yeah. That's what the signal was. So moving along.
Oh, we keep it perfectly unpolished.
That's right. That was our perfectly unpolished moment for this evening. There's got to be one every show.
We should communicate better. That.
Well, you know, I'm working on sign language, and I thought I was putting it down, but you just weren't picking it up. So
no, sorry, bud.
We're going to play some LCD Sound System. This is an older track from the early 2000s, but I've been digging this album that it's off most recently, so I just wanted to play it. So we're going to play North American Scum, which is from LCD Sound System's Sound of Silver album, which came out in 2007. They're from Brooklyn, New York, formed in 2002. The band is fronted by James Murphy, who's a co-founder of DFA Records and currently signed to Columbia. The band began by recording and releasing multiple singles from 2002 to 2004, leading up to their debut studio album, which was released in 2005. It garnered critical acclaim as well as a Grammy nomination. And their single, which a lot of people are going to know this one, it's a big one, Daft Punk is Playing at My House, which has become the band's most successful single, also received a Grammy nod for Best Dance Recording.
And they also donated an exclusive track to Waxploitation's record Second Darfur benefit compilation, Causes 2. So the war in Darfur was a major armed conflict in the region of Darfur in Sudan that began in 2003 and actually led to Sudan separating last year or the year before. If I remember correctly, but yeah, there's still unrest. I don't know if the war is still going on, but there's definitely unrest all these years later. So without further ado, this is LCD Sound System. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
North America, but that I said the more I do it, the better. someone to pay the rent. Wahoo!
North America!
Disagree here in North America. But New York's the only place we're keeping them off the street. Like I ain't used
going on without you. I'm home with moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
It's not
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was War Baby with No Generation from their 2015 album called Death Sweats. They are a local Vancouver noise rock three-piece that formed in 2008. And I quite like these guys. I don't know, they remind me of the 90s.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the grungy sort of...
Yeah, that feeling to it, right?
Bit of... No, I don't want... I kind of want to say Weezer, but not so poppy.
Yeah, less pop, more...
Less pop, more...
More dirt under the fingernail, grungy more, kind of stuff. More flannel. Less pop, more flannel.
More shoegazing?
Yeah, something Amen. Like that. Yep. In 2013, they won CITR's Shindig.
Yay!
Yeah, and Death Sweats was their second album released... In 2015, I said that. And they played the Catalano Festival in Kits in July.
Oh.
Did you happen to see them?
No, I just went down for the meat pies from the Aussie Meat Pie Truck.
Of course you did. The Aussie Meat Pie guys. Big shout out to those guys. They make a mean pie.
I didn't stick around for the music. I think I was too hot and I was just being, I don't know. I was just not.
You were hungry.
I was hungry. I was hungry for meat pies. Well, and then you invited us over to your house, so I had to.
It's all my fault.
I could only get in, get a meat pie, and leave.
That's hilarious. Before that, we had Mac DeMarco with Moonlight on the River from his latest album called This Old Dog. And that track is mellow.
It is extremely mellow, and it's long.
I know. I like.
We love those 7 minutes.
I love long, mellow songs. What can I say? So he's a Canadian singer-songwriter, best known for his solo career, and he's released 3 full-length solo albums. His style has been described as blue wave or slacker rock. I think that song falls under the slacker rock category. And his second release, Salad Days, was shortlisted for the 2014 Polaris Music Prize. This Old Dog, 3rd full-length, released May 5th of this year.
Nice. And he's another one that sold his shoes for charity. A pair of his shoes sold for over $21,000, which I'm quite surprised. Like, it's not like it's, I don't know, Bruce Springsteen's loafers or something like that.
Bruce's
right?
would sell for
$1 million.
In the hundreds.
That money benefited the Willie Mae Rock Camp for Girls, which is a nonprofit music and mentoring program that powers women through music education, which is pretty cool. And he's playing back-to-back shows at the Vogue Theatre in September. September's a big month for shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And Mac DeMarco always seems to play back-to-back shows here.
Hmm.
He always plays 2 shows. He lived here for a while, so...
He wants to spend
all
some
the
time.
Friends. He's got a lot of friends. He's a popular guy.
He is.
Yeah. What do we got coming up next?
This is one of your choices. This is Beirut with their song Perth from their album No, No, No. Beirut have been around for a little while. That album was from 2015, and they... No, No, No is the band's 5th full-length album. And actress and philanthropist Natalie Portman included Beirut on a charity compilation that supported Finca International, and she's been working with them as an ambassador of hope since 2003, and the charity is a financial support company that offers its services and capital to the world's lowest income business hopefuls.
That's right, and the compilation CD that... she put that track on. It was called Big Change, Songs for Finca, and you can get that on iTunes. So here is Beirut with Perth. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Please. Rising Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say
or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Buffy St. Marie with Generation from her 2015 album Power in Blood. She's a native Canadian musician, quite talented, visual artist, educator, and social activist. Throughout her career, her work is focused on issues of Indigenous peoples of the Americas, and her singing and writing repertoire also includes subjects of love, war, religion, and mysticism. In 1997, she founded the Cradle Board Teaching Project, an educational curriculum devoted to better understanding Native Americans, and she's won recognition and many awards and honors for both her music and her work in education and social activism as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to find out more about Are You Aware and what we're doing, what we're up to, you can always follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Are You Aware Radio at Gmail. If you have any great songs that have a powerful social justice message, or you're a new band that really puts your voice to advocacy, always email us and we'll try and put you on the show.
That's right.
So we have, this is your choice. What do we have up last?
Well, before that, I should introduce, we have a new show coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, new show since we've been on the air. So they've got a live DJ in the studio here. Coming up behind us, they're 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Thursday is C1 Radio. Johnny is the host, and DJ Cal Capone is in here, and they play rap and R&B, but not just any rap and R&B. They play independent and Vancouver artists. So make sure you tune in at least every Thursday from 6 and listen to Are You Aware? And then
every second Thursday.
C1 Radio. C1 Radio, too.
And, you know, you can always, it sounds like you're going to be able to find out a lot of new stuff through these guys. So
yeah, that's right.
Check it out.
So we've got one more track, and then they're coming on. This is the Courtneys with Silver Velvet from their latest album called 2. Again, you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Be good to one another.